Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I am Dr. Shaji Kumar. Today, I'd like to discuss the possible changes in the myeloma treatment landscape that may result from the recent FDA approval of the four-drug combination regimen, now including daratumumab. As more drugs have become available for treating myeloma, we have focused on developing highly effective multi-drug combinations. We already know that the combination of bortezomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone has improved the overall survival for the newly diagnosed myeloma patient. Phase 2 trials have shown that combinations that include newer proteasome inhibitors such as the carfilzomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone can be highly effective, and ongoing phase 3 trials are comparing these different triplets. Now, with the addition of the monoclonal antibodies such as daratumumab, now we have a new class of drug that can potentially be combined with these triplets without significant overlapping toxicity and potentially enhancing the benefit of using these regimens. Now, there are phase 2 trials that are already looking at adding daratumumab to combinations such as bortezomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone, carfilzomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone, and bortezomib, thalidomide, dexamethasone. Based on these phase 2 trials, phase 3 trials are being designed to look at adding daratumumab to the combinations that we typically use for the transplant-eligible patient population. In the meanwhile, the Alcyone trial has already been published, and that demonstrates that adding daratumumab to VMP regimen and continuing on daratumumab maintenance after the initial cycles of VMP regimen can lead to improved progression-free survival. Now, clearly, the data demonstrates that we can safely add the monoclonal antibody to the three-drug combination in these older patients. However, we still don't have the long-term data demonstrating that there's an improved overall survival, which I think is critical if you were to adopt this as a standard of care regimen for every patient with multiple myeloma. Meanwhile, for the transplant-eligible patient population, we really need to wait and see what the data is from the phase 3 trials before we uniformly adopt a four-drug combination. This is important because as we combine more drugs, we could certainly start seeing more toxicities. Also, importantly, we are enhancing the cost of therapy as well. The value proposition for the four-drug regimens come from the possibility that we can actually give these therapies for a limited duration and not continue on therapy until disease progression. So I think it's important we have more data with these four-drug regimens in the upfront setting and the depth of response that we can get before we uniformly adopt four-drug combinations for patients with newly diagnosed disease. Thank you for reviewing this activity.